3:05, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday, and it is toasty, kids. Depending exactly where you are, 98, 99. You heard Matt DiNardo, chief meteorologist over there at 8 News, say, hey, it's going to be with us for a while. You start putting that, what is it, the heat index? It's 110 degrees out. That's what it feels like. Man, that's hot. Even Heidi admits it. Yeah, you know, Heidi can melt. Told you this. She refuses to acknowledge the wind chill. She said it's all fictional and made up. But heat index, oh, that's real. That's real. So, listen, it's hot to the point of being dangerous. And I start with that. I know there's a lot of stuff going on, and we'll be talking about all of it, make no mistake. But it really is hot to the point of being dangerous for humans as well as for animals. And so I would ask you, please, to be aware of that and take whatever precautions you need to do what you need to do. Yes, President Trump now has not only made history, he has saved the world. The bombing this past weekend of the 3 nuclear weaponry sites owned and operated by the lunatics in Iran was vital to saving America, saving Israel, saving the Middle East, saving the world. And I can tell you that all you need to look at are the responses to understand what really happened, why it really happened, who is grateful for it happening, and then to also look at some of the absolute political hacks and frauds. Let's start with who is grateful. Well, Israel is grateful, correct? Everybody wants to point to Israel first. All right, so let's point to Israel first. Israel is grateful. Take a look around the Middle East. Who else is grateful right about now? Jordan is grateful. Saudi Arabia is grateful. Oman and Bahrain, Kuwait, even Qatar, grateful. How about that? Anybody else? Iraq. Every nation in the Middle East. Syria. Syria, which up until a couple of months ago had been operated, if you will, by the corrupt, deranged Assad family, which was allied with Iran. The leaders in Syria said thank you. Every one of the Middle East nations is grateful. Did you notice how there were no condemnations, no negative comments on the part of any Middle East nations? Why? Well, because they understood fully the threat that Iran posed. So many people, because of their anti-Semitism, and that's what's at play here, make no mistake about it. It's a good chunk of Jew hatred that we're seeing. So many people focused only on Israel. Well, you know, Israel's forcing America to do this. Bibi Netanyahu, you know how he is. I saw one post not too long ago. Well, I saw a couple of them like this, but here's the essence of it. Bibi Netanyahu, you know, he's a pushy Jew, and he must have some Epstein files on Trump, and that's why he was able to force Trump to do this. That's what they said. You would not believe the number of people. Oh, that's absolutely right. Well, yeah, of course. That's sure. Okay. How about this? How about looking at the other nations of the Middle East, since you clearly don't like Bibi Netanyahu. You clearly don't like Israel. I would say by extension, if you posted that, you clearly are an anti-Semite. I just want you to know that. You may not want to admit it, but you are. And those people who agreed with whoever this person was, and there were a lot of them, you're also anti-Semites. Congratulations. Mazel tov. Hey, how's that make you feel? But with all of that being said, please take a look at the rest of the Middle East. Those nations didn't stand up and say, how dare Israel do this? How dare the United States do this? They said, thank you. How was Israel able to operate so quickly and efficiently in Iran and gain control of Iranian airspace? They did it because of the cooperation of other Middle East nations. Make no mistake about that. Israel did the heavy lifting, the wet work, for all the rest of the world. Will Israel ever get credit? No. Will Bibi Netanyahu get credit? No. That's okay. He was never doing it for the credit. How about Donald Trump, who said, we've got to do this? See, this is the fascinating thing. I'm looking at some of the assorted left-wing lunatics who are using this as an effort to attack President Trump. You have the usual suspects. You have Tiny Tim Kaine, who despises conservatives, despises Republicans, has a special contempt and hatred for Donald Trump, which, quite frankly, is sick. It really is sick. But he's got it. You've got the ever-constipated Mark Warner. Well, he's against it because Trump is for it. Nothing more, nothing less. And you've got some of the reliable suspects, the usual suspects, against it because, again, they just hate Trump. All right, well, we've noted it for the record. Honest to goodness, we wrote it down so we won't forget. We put it on a Post-it note. It's hanging on our fridge. You're good to go. We got it. You hate him. But you make no mistake. You are safer today as a result of what President Trump did.
Well, you know, the other day, Jeff, Donald Trump said he's going to wait. He's going to think about it for 2 weeks.
Right? It's almost as if people don't understand misdirection. It's almost as if people have never learned magic or stage performance. And then I thought, well, maybe they haven't. One of the key things you learn when you're learning magic is misdirection. Right? I'm doing something for you. I'm doing a trick for you. And you're watching me. And you're watching closely because everybody who's watching a magician wants to catch the magician, you know, doing the magic. Okay, well, I can have you watching me. But which hand are you going to be watching? I'm going to watch both of them. Okay, well, what if I start talking to you? I'm not going to look at you. Yeah, you are. And that's all the time that I need. I know not to look at a magician when he's talking to me because he's going to... Well, okay. But I'm going to say something. I swear to you, I can get you to look at me. And that's all I need to do the trick. If you're involved in some other sort of stage performance, please remember, President Trump has a long-storied, well-recognized, accomplished career on television. There's nobody that knows how the cameras are rolling better than Donald Trump.
I didn't like the fact, Jeff. I saw, you know, Trump was wearing one of those stupid MAGA hats in the Situation Room. No kidding. You know why? Well, because he just... No, I'll tell you why. Because Donald Trump is today, as he always has been, on message and pushing the brand.
So that's the brand, kids. And the fact that left-wing lunatics are arguing about it and crying about it. My God, I can't deal with this. Hey, sweetheart, I got news for you. You're about 6 months into this administration. You got 3.5 years left. You're going to suffer even more, aren't you? Because you can't deal with reality. He looked terrible in that hat. Did he? You're talking about it. That's right. I'm telling you how stupid it is. Okay. Rest of us are saying, look at that. Damn, that guy is making America great again. Hey, how come Tulsi Gabbard wasn't there, Jeff? She was... Oh, there's a picture of her. All right, never mind. What President Trump did was to make the United States safer, to make the world safer. This is about strength. Now, it's about peace through strength. But before you get to that peace part, you've got to demonstrate the strength.
Well, Iran just fired 6 missiles.
Right. I got it. The handful of people who may be left in leadership in Iran, and we're going to assume it's still that supreme leader, because everybody else who gets promoted, right, they have the job for about 12 hours before they turn into a fine pink mist. So I don't think there's a big collection of folks, not a big cabinet meeting happening right now with the Supreme Leader. He is apparently in some sort of a cave bunker, and he's trying to get messages out. Yeah, maybe it's time to come to the table. I think it might be a little bit too late, because I think the Iranian people
have looked at this and said, okay, this is our shot. This is our chance. I'd be willing to bet United States working with the Reza Pahlavi to return to power in some way. I think that's probably a very realistic situation. Anyway, I want to get your feedback on it. The James River Air text line is always available to you, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. You text and I will look at them, and if they're really, really good, I'll share them with everybody else. 833-804-1140, the James River Air text line. What do you make of this? Are you happy with it? Are you concerned? Are you scared? Are you filled with rage and hate and contempt for Donald Trump doing this? Or are you sitting back, as many of us are, and thinking, thank you, Mr. President. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. Thank you for making the world a safer place, not just for me, but for my kids, and who knows, someday for my grandkids. Speaking of grandkids, Jimmy Galliano, retired supervisory special agent out of the FBI, is going to be with us at 3:35. I know what you're thinking. You look at Jimmy and go, no way. Yeah, Jimmy is he's grandpop now. And apparently he's having a really good time with him. I'm looking at some of those photos, man. He's like the best granddad of all time. But Jimmy Galliano is going to be with us at 3:35. What about the sleeper cells? Are there sleeper cells in the United States? Are they activated now? Is there going to be some sort of other issue we'll have to deal with? Jimmy Galliano will address it. It is 3:16, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRPA.